Good morning, everyone, and thank you all for being here. Today is an exciting day. It starts the rest of Becky Greenwald's campaign for Congress. We want to talk a little bit about what's happening in the race. You can feel the excitement, the surge of Becky's campaign across the entire 4th District. People are excited about her candidacy, and they are ready for change. I think Tom Latham can feel it, too, because yesterday he went on the attack against Becky Greenwald. In a written press release, he started attacking his challenger. And we all know, we've all been around Iowa politics long enough to know, that when you start attacking your challenger, that means that your internal polls are telling you something. And I think Congressman Latham is a little nervous, a little anxious, and that would account for why he is now attacking Becky Greenwald. Becky's campaign is taking off all over the district, and people are tired of what's happened in this Congress. People are angry. People are nervous about what's happening with our economy, and they want to have a discussion on the issues that are affecting us in this state and across the country, and it's time for a face-to-face debate between Becky Greenwald and Congressman Latham. Unfortunately, Congressman Latham has refused to do so. He has pulled out of the KCCI Register debate, will not commit to an Iowa Press appearance. Congressman Latham has been in the United States Congress for 14 years. 12 of those years were in the majority party. President Bush, as Barack Obama has said just the other day, has dug us a very deep hole. I think Tom Latham needs to come to a debate and tell the voters in the 4th Congressional District where his shovel has been. He owes that to the voters. It's easy to be tough on your challenger on paper in a press release. I challenge Congressman Latham to come to a debate and say it to Becky's face. The voters in this district want to have a debate on the issues. They want to know why he has continuously voted for deregulation. They want to know why, if he's voting against the rescue bill, and has been voting continuously for deregulation, and with his president more than 90% of the time, why now he suddenly decided to vote against George Bush and George Bush's policies. This is a critical time in our country. We need to have these issues discussed between the candidates. Becky Greenwald is able and willing to do so, and we invite Congressman Latham to join her at the debate table and talk about these issues with the Iowa voters.
Thank you, Mary. You know, I have repeatedly challenged Tom Latham to televise debates, but unfortunately, he has declined one and refuses to reschedule another. There are serious issues that face the 4th District, and it's time for Tom Latham to come out from behind attacks of the radio microphone and press releases and to discuss the issues on live television with the voters. You know, 4th District voters are tired of the hypocrisy in Washington, of saying one thing here and doing another in Congress. Tom Latham says that he is working for Iowa voters, but he has failed to clean up a mess that he helped create. The 4th District deserves to know why Tom Latham says he is fighting Wall Street greed when he has never answered for why he has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations from Wall Street firms. The 4th District voters deserve an answer from Tom Latham on his repeated votes to deregulate the financial markets. And it's the height of hypocrisy for Tom Latham to talk about those on Wall Street who created this mess when it's exactly those people that Tom Latham has been voting for and protecting over these last 14 years during his career in Congress. Tom Latham has voted against shareholder review of CEO pay. He voted against a plan that would ensure that workers and executives were equally affected by any pension benefit cuts. And he also voted against an Enron-inspired proposal that would require company executives to personally certify the accuracy of corporate financial statements. You know, it's fine that Tom Latham has decided to attack me. In fact, I think it's rather an interesting turn of events that he's attacking me at all. But you know that we have to have a debate on these issues on live TV in front of the voters, because this race and this election is just too important.
Becky,
isn't really fair to criticize him on these debates, considering that the October 3rd one was canceled, my understanding from Iowa Public Television. And from talking with the Latham campaign, they said that they tried to reschedule for this Friday, and Iowa Public Television told them that they had another candidate lined up and that they wouldn't be able to do it that day. I mean, they're saying that they tried to reschedule that they couldn't.
We actually have two other Fridays that we could do that, and they've been offered to us, and we could make that work. And the 17th was available to us for this Friday, and we've said, hey, we'll make it work. It's important enough. We'll change our schedule to be there. And we have two other Fridays that we could
Your understanding was this Friday.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
That it is.
Yeah.
Well,
they originally had said that we were going to do it the 17th, but now it looks like we have the next two Fridays to go for it.
Okay.
The important thing is that we need to get the issues out in front of the public on television so the voters know what their choices are.
Is the public incapable of listening to the radio? You've had two 90-minute debates. What is it about television that in your mind is so special?
Well, it just gives us the opportunity to reach yet another audience. I mean, there are several people that listen to the radio, but not everyone at one time. So it just gives the opportunity to actually see your leaders in front of you answering questions on the spot.
In the news release from the Latham campaign, he referred to it as Becky's bailout. Do you regret saying that you would have voted for that bailout vote?
Oh, absolutely not. This was Iowa's chance for a rescue plan, and all of our congressional members except for Steve King and Tom Latham voted for that, including Senator Grassley. You know, this is an opportunity for us to react and help install confidence in Iowans and in Americans and help put a floor under the financial crisis that we're facing. And this is actually a crisis that through his repeated deregulation votes has caused this mess to begin with. So we need to be sure that we're there and that we're leading our voters and making sure that we're not just taking the easy road to town and saying what's expedient at the moment and try to gain favor. We need to be leading and helping our voters understand that we need confidence in our banks and making plans to make sure that we instill that.
The First Lady had indicated that possibly his internal polling maybe shows that he needs to be worried. Is your internal polling showing that you should have some hope?
Well, I think the biggest hope we have is knowing that he's actually on the attack. I mean, he's a 14-year congressman. You don't see the other congressional members attacking their opponents. So I think this is a nice turn of events.
In regards to donations, the quote-unquote hundreds of thousands of dollars of donations from Wall Street firms, do you eschew donations from those kinds of donors?
I do not have any donations from Wall Street firms, but I do know that Tom Latham has accepted $260,000 from Wall Street firms. And yet he talks about going after those firms in Wall Street that created this mess, and he's voted to protect them time after time throughout his 14 years in Congress.
What is a Wall Street firm? I mean, Pioneer Hybrid used to be traded on Wall Street. Is that a Wall Street firm?
I would say more the financial institutions, the banking institutions we're talking about.
I watch a lot of Wheel of Fortune, and I noticed that.
Alex will have a win.
Do you get the answer right?
But I watch a lot of Wheel of Fortune. I noticed that your commercials haven't been running recently. Is your campaign out of money?
Well, we're putting the message out to the voters, and we're confident that we'll get the word out to our voters. And we're not on the air right now.
Will you be? I know that tomorrow the campaign reports come out. What indication will that show? Have you been successful in raising money this last quarter? Or what?
Oh, my goodness. We've been successful. We raised more money than Congressman Lobsack did in the entire election cycle last time. But we won't talk about our finances until we're reported.
Is there a reason why there's not been the advertising like there was a while back?
Because we're not on the air right now.
But it's not a financial issue.
It's an issue of our timing and our strategy.
You know, in response, Kay, to your question about the rescue bill, the timing of it is certainly circumspect given Tom Latham's voting 93-94% of the time with what George Bush wants. And then for the first time in a long time, I think, he didn't vote for what George Bush wanted. But Congressman Latham's primary criticisms of the bill include the fact that where's the regulation, where's the oversight? Well, I think the voters of the 4th District need to ask Congressman Latham, in your 14 years of Congress, where was your oversight? That was your job in the Congress.
Do you have any political aspirations? Will we ever see a Congressman Culver?
Not in a skirt, no. No, I have none. Thank you.